This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Arthur Miller's The Crucible, performed by the Repertory Theater of Lincoln Center. The parallel of McCarthyism and the Salem witch hunts of the late 1600s is the inspiration for Arthur Miller's The Crucible.
Lilacs have a purple smell. Lilac is the smell of nightfall, I think. Massachusetts is a beauty in the spring.
Aye, it is.
I think you're sad again, are you?
You come so late. I thought you'd gone to Salem this afternoon.
Why, I've no business in Salem.
You did speak of going earlier this week.
I thought better of it since.
Mary Warren's there today.
Why'd you let her? You heard me forbid her to go to Salem anymore.
I couldn't stop her.
It is a fault. It is a fault, Elizabeth. You're the mistress here, not Mary Warren.
She frightened all my strength away.
Now may that mouse frighten you, Elizabeth, you.
It is a mouse, no more. I forbid her go, and she raises up her chin like the daughter of a prince and says to me, I must go to Salem, Goody Proctor. I'm an official of the court.
Court? What court?
Aye, it is a proper court they have now. They've sent four judges out of Boston, she says, weighty magistrates of the general court, and at the head sits the deputy governor of the province.
She's mad.
I would to God she were. There'll be 14 people in the jail now, she says, and they'll be tried, and the court have power to hang them, too, she says.
Oh, and they'll not hang.
The deputy governor promised hanging if they'll not confess, John. The town's gone wild, I think. She speak of Abigail. And I thought she were a saint to hear her. Abigail brings the other girls into the court, and where she walks, the crowd will part like the sea for Israel. And folks are brought before them, and if they scream and howl and fall to the floor, the person's clapped in the jail for bewitching them.
It is a black mischief.
I think you must go to Salem, John. I think so. You must tell them it is a fraud.
Aye, it is. It is, surely.
Let you go to Ezekiel Cheever. He knows you well. And tell him what she said to you last week in her uncle's house. Now, she said it had naught to do with witchcraft, did she not?
Aye, she did.
God forbid you keep that from the court, John. I think they must be told.
Aye, they must. They must. It's a wonder they do believe her.
I would go to Salem now, John. Let you go tonight.
I'll think on it.
You cannot keep it, John.
I know I cannot keep it. I say I will think on it.
Good then. Let you think on it.
I'm only wondering how I may prove what she told me, Elizabeth. If the girl's a saint now, I think it is not easy to prove she's fraud and the town gone so silly. She told it to me in a room alone. I have no proof for it.
You were alone with her?
For a moment, alone, I...
Why, then it is not as you told me.
For a moment. I say the others come in soon after.
Do as you wish, then.
Woman, I'll not have your suspicion anymore.
I have no...
I'll not have it.
Then let you not earn it.
You doubt me yet.
John, if it were not Abigail, you must go to hurt. Would you falter now? I think not.
Now, look, you...
I see what I see, John.
Elizabeth, you will not judge me more. I have good reason to think before I charge fraud on Abigail, and I will think on it. Let you look to your own improvement before you go to judge your husband more. I have forgot Abigail...
And I...
Spare me! You forget nothing and forgive nothing. Learn charity, woman. I've gone tiptoe in this household 7 months, and she is gone. I've not moved from there to there without, I think, to please you. And still an everlasting funeral marches round your heart. I cannot speak, but I am doubted. Every moment judged for lies as though I come into a court when I come into this house.
John, you are not open with me. You saw her with a crowd, you said. Now you
I'll plead my honesty no more, Elizabeth.
John,
no
I
No more! I should have roared you down when first you told me your suspicion, but I wilted, and like a Christian, I confessed. Confessed? Some dream I had must have mistaken you for God that day. Well, you're not. You're not, unless you remember it. Let you look sometimes for the goodness in me and judge me not.
I do not judge you. The magistrate sits in your heart that judges you. I never thought you but a good man, John. Only somewhat bewildered.
Elizabeth, your justice would freeze beer. When will you proceed to keep this house as you're paid £9 a year to do, and my wife not wholly well?
I made a gift for you today, Goody Proctor. I had to sit long hours in the chair, and I passed the time with sewing.
Why, thank you. Oh, it's a fair poppet.
We must all love each other now, Goody Proctor.
Indeed we must.
Well, I'll get up early in the morning and clean the house. I'm asleep now.
Mary, is it true there'll be 14 women arrested?
No, sir, there be 39 now.
She's weeping. What ails you, child?
Goody Osborne will hang.
Hang? Hang, you say?
Hang.
The deputy governor will permit it.
He sentenced her. He must. But not Sarah Good, for Sarah Good confessed, you see.
Confessed to what?
That she sometimes made a compact with Lucifer and wrote her name in his black book with her blood and bound herself to torment Christians till God's thrown down and we must all worship hell forevermore?
But surely you know what a jabberer she is. Did you tell them that?
Mr. Proctor, in open court, she near choked us all to death.
How choked you?
She sent her spirit out.
Oh, Mary, Mary,
she tried to kill me many times, Goody Proctor.
I never heard you mention that before.
Well, I never knew it before. I never knew anything before. When she come into the court, I say to myself, I must not accuse this woman, for she sleep in ditches and so very old and poor. But then she sit there denying and denying. And I feel a misty coldness climbing up my back, and the skin of my skull begin to creep, and I feel a clamp around my neck, and I cannot breathe air. And then I hear a voice, a screaming voice, and it were my voice. And all at once I remembered everything she's done to me.
Why, what has she done to you?
So many times, Mr. Proctor, she come to this very door begging bread and a cup of cider. And mark this, whenever I turn her away empty, she mumbled.
Mumbled? She may mumble and she's hungry.
What does she mumble? Oh, you must remember, Goody Proctor, last month, a Monday, I think, she walked away and I thought my guts would burst for 2 days after. Do you remember it?
Why, I do, I think.
So I told that to Judge Hathorne, and he asked her so. Sarah Good, says he, what curse do you mumble that this girl must fall sick after turning you away? And then she replies, why, Your Excellence, no curse at all. I only say my commandments. I hope I may say my commandments, says she.
And that's an upright answer.
Aye, but then Judge Hathorne say, recite for us your commandments. And of all of the 10, she could not say a single one. She never knew no commandments, and they had her in a flat lie.
And so condemned her.
They must when she condemned herself.
But the proof, the proof.
I told you the proof. It's hard proof. It's hard as a rock. The judges said!
You will not go to the court again, Mary.
I must tell you, sir, I will be gone every day now. I'm amazed you do not see what weighty work we do.
What work you do? Strange work for a Christian girl to hang old women.
Mr. Proctor, they will not hang if they confess. Sarah Good will only sit in jail a while. Here's a wonder for you. Think on this. Goody Good is pregnant.
Pregnant? Are they mad? The woman's near to 60.
They had Dr. Griggs examine her, and she's full to the brim. Smoking a pipe all these years, and no husband either. Oh, she says, thank God, they'll not hurt the innocent child, but be that not a marvel. You must see it, sir. It's God's work we do. So I'll be gone every day for some time now. I'm an official of the court, they say, and I'll
official you.
I'll not stand whipping anymore.
Mary, promise now you'll stay at home.
The devil's loose in Salem, Mr. Proctor. We must discover where he's hiding.
I'll whip the devil out of you.
I saved her life today.
I am accused.
Somewhat mentioned. But I said I'd never seen no sign you ever sent your spirit out to hurt no one. And seeing as I do listen closely to you, they dismissed
Who
it.
Who accused me?
I'm bound by law. I cannot tell it. Only hope you'll not be so sarcastical no more. 4 judges and the king's deputy sat to dinner with us but an hour ago. I would have you speak civilly to me from this out.
Get to bed.
I will not be ordered to bed anymore, Mr. Proctor. I am 18 and a woman, however single.
You wish to sit up, then sit up.
I wish to go to bed.
Good night, then.
Good night.
Oh, the noose. The noose is up.
There'll be no noose.
She wants me dead.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kilohertz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.